This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Well, here we are, midway through March, and temperatures have been record-breaking lately in the lower 90s, and that means snakes are waking up and getting active earlier than usual this year. And so it's time for my annual rattlesnake show. And rattlesnakes, yes, they are my friends. And I hope they're your friends, too. Why? Because rattlesnakes eat mice, and it's mice that have done so much damage to my gear over the years. I love predators, and rattlesnakes are no exception. You don't need to be afraid of rattlesnakes, and there's some simple reasons why. First of all, they're snakes. They don't have legs or wings, and they can't jump, fly, or even walk. So let's take a look at a big, healthy, 3.5-foot Western rattler. If you are more than 3 feet away from it, it's not going to be able to bite you. Why? A rattlesnake needs to coil in order to strike. And it can strike on a good day a little more possibly than half the length of its body. So that 3-foot snake, if it's doing its Olympic trials, might be able to make 2 feet on its reach with its bite. So you're hiking, you hear that in the bush, freeze. Identify the location of the snake, take a giant step backwards, or two small step backwards, as you will, and you are out of range. Now that you've had a check of your adrenal gland and you know it's working well, it's time to pull the camera out and maybe get a picture of this marvelous animal. Oh, there's some debate of how many kinds of rattlesnakes there are here in Arizona. I know of at least 6 in Grand Canyon, and there are 13 or more identified species here in Arizona, some quite rare with tiny ranges, some that cover large portions of the state. The last piece of good news is, even if someone in your party does get bitten, bites are seldom envenomated. Keep the person calm, evacuate the person to a medical facility where they can be checked out. Last but not least, if you are not a male between the ages of 15 and 30, your chances of getting bit have just been reduced by about 75%. Yes, guys get bit way more often on the hand and forearm. What does that tell us? Gentlemen, leave the snake alone. So looking forward to seeing you enjoying your wildlife encounters with snakes. This has been Eb Eberline with Arizona Trails.